The general public usually wants its elected officials to be fiscally responsible. But the purchase the commissioners in Kit Carson County made was so over the top, they had to be removed from office. What did they purchase? The answer is well known to our listeners on KNAB in Burlington, Colorado. We say hello to them and return after this.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
Hi, this is Martina McBride. With online news, social media, and texting available 24/7, the world seems to be spinning faster and faster every day. And it can be overwhelming. Sometimes we just need to unplug and take a break from our electronic devices. It can help reduce stress and allow us to reflect on the things that are really important in our lives.
This message brought to you courtesy of the United States Air Force.
Joe Downey says this carousel was built in Philadelphia and then shipped to Colorado.
Elitch Gardens, a big amusement park that's still in existence in Denver, purchased it in 1905 as a premier ride for their park.
But within two decades, carousel companies had developed a mechanism to make the figure on the ride go up and down, and Elitch Gardens was ready to upgrade.
So they sold this one to Kit Carson County to use at their fair. They had a week-long fair for $1,200. The citizens in 1928 decided that $1,200 was way too much, and they were squandering the taxpayers' money.
So all three county commissioners were subsequently defeated when they ran for re-election.
This was not a kid's ride. In 1905, amusement parks were built for adults, and you won't be disappointed. No, it does not go up and down, but it goes 12 miles an hour as it builds up to full speed.
That's 5 miles per hour faster than most carousels built today. The organ that plays the music is equally impressive.
This is a Wolitzer Monster Military Band organ. There are only three Monster Military Band organs that we're aware of. They're very loud. It has one volume. Can't turn it down. We do have a kind of a cloth and wood on one side so the operator does not go deaf.
The carousel is open for rides and charges five times what it did back in 1928, which still isn't very much.
It costs 25 cents. Over the years, people have commented that we could make more money to support it if we charged more, and we agree. But 25 cents is, that's part of its magic.
More next time as we travel the countryside. In Burlington, Colorado, I'm Andrew McCray.